The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Taita Daf Tes discusses Kol Nois of Enam Hashem Shaloi, somebody who looks to possess what someone else has. Not only does he not get that, but he loses what he already has. The Gemara gives a number of examples. I wanted to discuss a different example not mentioned in the Gemara by us, that of the Levana. The Levana had, when it had been originally created, equal to the Shemesh, equal to the sun, and then had suggested that Ein Shnei Malachim Mishtam Sheketzer Echad, that it would be inappropriate to have two Malachim, sharing the monarchy, so to speak. And ultimately, the Levana was Nesmai, the Levana became diminished to where we have it, the way that we have it today. There's a fascinating Gemara in Eruvin on Daf Samech Amud Aleph that brings two memras. The first memra says, Amar of Yehuda Le'ivri Laila Elishin, so the night was created for the purpose of sleeping. The next line, the Gemara says, Amar Eish Lakish Le'ivri Siara Elagirsa, which would simply sound like the night was created for the sake of learning. So Tosfos right away points out that which we say the night is for sleeping is discussing the short nights, like in the summer, where there's not that much time, so it would be used for sleeping, as opposed to the winter, there's more time, obviously that time should be dedicated towards learning. However, if we peer in the Marsha, we see a whole different understanding of the sugya. The Marsha says that the second Gemara that says Le'ivri Sierra Elagirsa, Sierra actually means the moon, not the nighttime. And the Marsha explains that in the original model of creation, when the sun and moon were equal, that means that the sun had provided just as much light as the moon. The moon has just as much light as the sun. So how could the moon have been by nighttime? There would be no differentiation between night and day. The Marsha says they're both by day, and it's only after the Levana was Nismaya, it became smaller, then it was moved over to nighttime. So in the original model, the nighttime was pitch black, and therefore it was to be designated for sleeping, as opposed to once the moon moved to the nighttime and provided some light, the night would then be used for learning. However, we have to understand what this Marsha means, because there's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer quoted in the Rosh, in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, and it's actually brought down in Halach, and the Ber Heitiv brings it down that the Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Ksav should be studied by day, and Torah Shebal Peh should be studied at night. In fact, we don't generally learn Torah Shebal Ksav at night, other than Lel Shishi, doing the Sidra, Lel Shabbos, etc. But generally speaking, it's going to be Torah Shebal Ksav by day, Torah Shebal Peh at night. Obviously, we do learn Torah Shebal Peh by day as well. But the question is going to be that in this original form, the night didn't seem to have any learning by it. So how does that fit with this concept in the Medrash that has the nighttime specifically designed for the limud of Torah Shebal Peh? The Rambam writes that the nighttime has a special ability for one to be koine chachma, ein adam koine re chachmas ela belaila. So how was it in that original form? So I think the understanding is as follows, that the original model of creation, which had the Shemesh and the Yireach being equal, so even in that period, the moon did not have its own source of light. It wasn't a energy ball like the sun that provided its own light. It was still only reflecting. However, it reflected all of the sun's light, and therefore was equal, like a perfect mirror. It was only after that, that at that point it only reflects now a small amount. However, originally it reflected all of the light. Similarly, when we look in the Beis HaLevi, by the giving of the luchais, the Beis Halevi explains that the first luchais, there was no Teresh HaBal Peh. It says all of Teresh HaBal Peh was miraculously written on the luchais, which on a deeper level, the Teresh HaBal Peh is the means of comprehending the Teresh HaBechzav. And in the original Nesina of the Luchos Rishonis, we were able to naturally understand the Teresh HaBechzav without any amelus, the Beis Halevi says. In other words, it was a perfect fit. We reflected all of the Hashba, all the wisdom of the Teresh HaBechzav was naturally understood and projected outwards by us. It was only after the Chet of the Egel, where there was no longer that perfect harmony, and now we needed a separate entity of Teresh HaBal Peh to, with great difficulty, somewhat understand the Teresh HaBechzav. So in that sense, the two go together. The Levana, which is Makabal from the Shemesh, was originally Makabal completely and matched up prior to the Chet Levana, and that matched up to prior to the Chet Egel, where the Teresh HaBal Peh was Makabal all of Teresh HaBechzav and was one entity with it. And just like the Levana was together with the Shemesh by day, so too Teresh HaBal Peh was together with Teresh HaBechzav, and therefore they could both be together by day, leaving the night open for what the Gemara calls Shina, sleeping. Perhaps it's that which we find actually brought down. Mr. Brewer actually brings this point, how that Rizal, in his sleep, was able to understand the deep secrets of the Torah on a higher level than when he was awake. And in that sense, maybe that was the meaning to say is the sleep that was not just for the sake of giving our body new energy, but as well, for it was the Madriga of possibly of Torah and that of Seidus. Tying this back into our Masechta Soita, we find similarly by the male-female relationship in the original creation, there as well, the woman who is the Makabel, similar to of the Ish, similar to that of the Shemesh and Yireach, was also able to mekabel all of what man had to offer, all of what the Ish had to offer. In that sense, there was a certain shava b'shava, a certain equality in that original model. And there as well, after the Chet of Eitz Hadas, where there was a veering off, at that point, it was no longer a perfect mekabel, and also is only reflecting somewhat. And in that sense, it's brought down that it was actually came about, the Tumah of Dam Nidus came about at that period where the Dam Nidus representing where there's, we know during the period of Hirayon, of pregnancy, and Yanika, where there's in a certain sense, maybe a Shlemus of Ahayul Basar Echad, there is no Dam Nidus. Dam Nidus is represents where there's not a complete makabel, and there's therefore extraneous parts that the guf is moitzi, and that is brought out in the tumah. And that also came about with the Chet of Eitz Hadas, where the reflection was no longer perfect. And interestingly enough, we find the Rishonim say that one of the vestites, one of the possible triggers for the Dam Nidus, is the day of the month. Some Rishonim do struggle with it, but others explain that the Levana could actually influence the Isha's guf in the Dam Nida, just like we find the Levana influences the tides and other things. It also has influence over the Dam Nida, ironically, where both the Levana and the Isha had that shinui, that change, where they no longer reflected perfectly. And at this point, we await where Vahaya or Lavanak or Achama Ukor Shemvesime Bereshis, Amen Kin Hiraton.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.